Chapter 2. And I, having come unto you, brethren, came, not in superiority of discourse, or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I decided not to know anything among you, except Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I, in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling, was with you. And my word, and my preaching was not in persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, and of power. That your faith may not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And wisdom we speak among the perfect, and wisdom not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, of those becoming useless. But we speak the hidden wisdom of God in a secret, that God foreordained before the ages to our glory. Which no one of the rulers of this age did know, for if they had known, the Lord of the glory they would not have crucified. But, according as it hath been written, what eye did not see, and ear did not hear, and upon the heart of man came not up, what God did prepare for those loving him. But to us did God reveal them through his Spirit, for the Spirit all things doth search, even the depths of God. For who of men hath known the things of the man, except the Spirit of the man that is in him? So also the things of God no one hath known, except the Spirit of God. And we the Spirit of the world did not receive, but the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things conferred by God on us. Which things also we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Holy Spirit, with spiritual things comparing. And the natural man doth not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for to him they are foolishness, and he is not able to know them, because spiritually they are discerned. And he, who is spiritual, doth discern indeed all things, and he himself is by no one discerned. For who did know the mind of the Lord that he shall instruct him? And we have the mind of Christ.